let's take five again and sit on these rocks. Okay, guys. As we were saying before we met up with Dolliver, the third thing that happens when you feel anxious is that you have a zany response. You want this awful feeling to go away now.
Either you'll want to run from it or try to figure out a plan to make it better without actually facing it.
You may also want to fix it by coming up with a plan. You may say to yourself, if I wash my hands every time I touch something, then I'll be safe from germs. Or, if I count things in the room, then I'll stay calm. You are still trying to escape the yucky feelings, but by doing something.
Can you guys think of something that you do to control your fears?
I might say something embarrassing, so I just stop talking unless I have to. I avoid looking at people and try to become invisible.
Yeah, I count things or try to walk in a certain way down the hall to help me stay calm. There are 52 lockers. If I get it exact, then I won't mess up my test.
Well, I always feel better if I can be next to my mom. I keep asking her about my worries. If she's near, I feel more calm, and maybe she can fix my worries for me.
Well, it makes sense that you want to control it, but the problem is that zany responses make it worse, not better. To get better, you'll need to learn to not run away and to not try to control it. We'll talk a lot more about this near the end of our time together. Okay, we got some walking to do, guys. You get ready.
Was it me, or did Dolliver smell kind of funny? Not bad, just different.
Yeah, it was like a wild smell. Maybe a bear or a wildcat or something.
Plus, what an awesome beard. I kept seeing things in it, like it was moving.
Actually, I think I saw it moving too. You think there really was something in there?
Maybe one of those squirrels from this morning looking for treats.
Whew, this was a pretty good hike. This is our campsite for the night, guys. Before we set up camp, let's summarize. When you're scared, you have three things happening. You're thinking wacky thoughts, your body gets cranked full of yucky feelings, and your zany response tries to run away or stay away from the thing that scares you or figure out ways to control it.
Now, remember, what you're feeling and how your body is reacting is normal. It's doing the right thing based on what you're thinking. But your thoughts are setting off a false alarm. Your feelings and body reactions are normal, even though they don't feel good.
As we keep working on this, you'll learn to change your wacky thoughts, not overreact to your yucky feelings, and learn to push through your zany responses.
Now it's time to turn to day two in your journal, titled The Three-Headed Monster. Do the questions at the beginning for everyone, and then do your color-coded questions if your color is there. We're going to do them here around the fire while you do yours at home. I wish you could be here with us. Use your imagination to join us.
Hey, Jordan, don't put that on the ground. Aw, man. I have to wash it again.
Did you hear that? I heard voices.
Yeah, no, you probably just heard my stomach growling. I'm hungry.
No, I'm serious. Listen.
Crank! Dude, stop shaking the hammock. I'm in a chill zone. You're messing with my Z's.
Oh, are we going to see him tomorrow? Huh? Are we? Are we?
Shh. Crank, dude. Remember, we made a deal with the docs. We can't crash the party until tomorrow, dude.
Yeah, okay. I can't sleep like this. Let's play a game. Or sword fight. Or run to the top of the mountain.
Cranky, man. Shh. You need to mellow out already. You're so hyper.
Ashley, that's probably a couple of random campers out enjoying the call of the wild. I'm sure we can check them out in the morning.
But I heard him say something about you and Dr. Chris.
Me too. Are you trying to pull a fast one?
No. Hey, let's prepare for lights out. Everybody in their tents.
Guys, don't sweat it. You'll need your rest to face the fall in the wall.
What's that?
Fall, wall, and two random campers? Please.
Well, you'll just have to wait till tomorrow.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pasture.
Okay, pasture who?
Pasture bedtime. Now skedaddle into your tents and get some sleep.